Mishnah Gimel. In Mishnah Aleph, we learn that Arava, the mitzvah which was done with the Arava in the Beis HaMikdash, was either done for 6 or 7 days of Yom Tov, just like the Lulav. And again, this is dependent on when Shabbos falls out to be. Even though, if you think about it, the whole reason why the mitzvah of Arba Minim does not apply on Shabbos is because the Rabbonim were concerned that somebody might transport it through a public domain in order to ask somebody how to fulfill the mitzvah. But the mitzvah of Arava, as we will see in a couple of Mishnayos' time, was a mitzvah which only applied in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohanim themselves who were involved in this didn't bring their own Aravos. They were given Aravos by other people. There were people in the Beis HaMikdash who had the job to do this, and they would give out the Aravos. So there was no concern that somebody would come to bring it from his house, through a public domain or anything like that. So why would the mitzvah of Arava not apply on Shabbos in general? So the Gemara explains that it was so that people wouldn't come to the conclusion that the mitzvah of Arava is a bigger mitzvah than the mitzvah of Lulav. We learned that Lulav does not apply on Shabbos. So if Arava would apply on Shabbos, people would come to the wrong conclusion that Arava is a more significant mitzvah. However, as the Mishnah tells us now, Arava Shiva Ketzad, how would you have a case where the Arava did apply for all 7 days of Sukkos, even on Shabbos? If Yom Shavi Shal Arava Shecholios B'Shabbos, if the 7th day of Sukkos, which became known as the day of the Arava, if that fell on Shabbos, so that means that Shabbos fell on Hoshana Rabbah, Arava Shiva, then the Arava would apply for all 7 days of Sukkos. Ushor Kol Yomim, if Shabbos fell out to be on any other day of Sukkos, then Shisha, then it would only be taken and the mitzvah would only apply for 6 days of Sukkos, but not on Shabbos. So why is it that if it's on the 7th day, it would override Shabbos? So the Gemara explains that it was in order to publicize the fact that this was a mitzvah mid'oraisa, because the whole process of the Arava is not actually said explicitly in the Torah. It is a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. It's a tradition which we have going back to Moshe from Arsinai, but people may not have known about it as much. So to publicize the fact that it is a mitzvah mid'oraisa, the Rabbanon said that it should apply on Shabbos if it falls on the 7th day. Meaning they picked one day that if Shabbos fell on that day, it would override Shabbos, and it would apply on Shabbos. Now, why did they pick the 7th day? So the Gemara explains that the 2 most significant days of Sukkos are, of course, the 1st day, which is actually a Yom Tov, and the last day, which is a Shana Rabbah. Now, if they were to say that on the 1st day of Sukkos, it is done on even if it falls on Shabbos, people would think that the only reason why it's being done is because the Lulav and Arba Minim do apply on Shabbos. And since we are performing those on Shabbos, so the mitzvah of Arava also applies, but only because of Arba Minim. So people would not learn from there that the mitzvah of Arava is mid'oraisa. And therefore they had to make it on the other most significant day of Sukkos, meaning Hoshana Rabbah, in order to publicize that even though the Arba Minim does not apply on the 7th day if it falls on Shabbos, the mitzvah of Arava does. And that is a great publicity that certainly does show people that the mitzvah of Arava is very significant, and it is mid'oraisa.